the book Romans, part 7. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahshua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of my books which I've written, I mean, my English books, or maybe if you are bilingual, also my Afrikaans books. The one that I'm advertising is Israel's Rapture, which was my doctoral degree a couple of years ago, which I convert into a book form with all the relevant information, especially with the wars that's going on in Iran and Israel and Libya. It's necessary to obtain the book Israel's Rapture, or any other books which you might require, or a question that you have, or maybe something to share with me. Contact us at our WhatsApp number, plus 27 international code 0722 367 124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, please go to part 1. Start from the beginning, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. It's also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the studies that we are currently busy with, as well as our TikTok messages, which is Monday to Fridays. Please send this link to your friends and family, everyone that's dear to you. Make sure you have a 1611 King James Bible, or the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rotterdam version, as well as a pen and a notepad already. It's important to know that we do not associate ourselves with the following groups, people, churches, or organizations. Any Messianic groups, the Israel Vision groups, the Hebrew Roots movement, the Sacred Name movement, the Yah movement. We're not part of the Seventh-day Adventists or Jehovah's Witnesses. We're not part of any Protestant church or Catholic organization or any denomination in the world. We are only an end-time Bible study group. Hallelujah. This is what we do. We study the word of Yahweh El Elohim, word for word, letter for letter. According to the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rotterdam version, the 1816 version, which Dr. Joseph Briant Rotterdam has translated, the name Jesus was originally called Yahshua. The name God was originally called Elohim or Hashem. The name Lord was called Yahweh. And the name Holy Spirit was originally called the Ruach HaKodesh. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. I trust this study this morning is going to be a blessing unto you. In the name above every other name, the name Yahshua, hallelujah. We are to continue where we left off yesterday morning. Romans chapter 1, verse 6. Now we saw yesterday morning that the Apostle Paul was referring to the apostles when he says, by whom we as the apostles have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among nations, for his name. And that was referring to Apostle Paul. But even to us in this 21st century, we are not apostles. I said yesterday morning, we are called Yahvahs. Why not apostles? Because there can't be modern age apostles, because there was a certain qualification to be apostle. You had to see Yahshua alive. That was the qualification. So all these guys that make themselves apostles, they are fakes. There's not one apostle in this 21st century, or even just after Yahshua, there was not. Right, verse 6, among whom we who are, it says, among whom are ye, the bride of Yahshua, also today in 2026, because he's speaking to Apostle 4 and the bride of Yahushua today in 2026 also be called of Yahushua. We are not called by men. We are not led by men. Your prophet, yourself and Pastor Rika, leads the revelation names in the world. Yahweh has called us for this ministry to keep it going. But it's not my ministry and it's not Pastor Rika's ministry. This is Yahweh's ministry. And that's what makes me excited among the pastors who qualified from our Bible college after 4 years of training in the eschatology. 3 years in the eschatology, 1 year practical in the theology. Knowing, understanding the revelation names and the authority of the name of Yahushua and the importance of the names that we have received. It's not out of ourselves or our goodwill. It's grace. It's grace upon grace upon grace. Hallelujah. I praise and worship Yahweh, our Elohim, our Father, among whom are ye the bride of Yahushua also today in 2006. Also the called of Yahushua. We were called. We were Gentiles. Do you realize that? We were lost. We were nobody. But we were called by grace. Because Yahushua is grace. And grace is Yahushua. Hallelujah. How wonderful is that? We are called not to be part of a church system or an organization or the theological setup or what. No. We are called as Yahfist with a V. Yahfist. Yahvist. Yahfist. Meaning followers of Yahushua. I think it was yesterday or sometimes that I said that the word Christian never exists. Never. In the time of Yahushua, the name Christian never exists. Constantine, in 327 at the Council of Nicaea, he created the name Christian, which means Christ-like. He wasn't even called Christ. He was called the Messiah. He was called the Messiah for Israel, his nation. He was called the Savior. He was called the Redeemer. He was called the Healer. But he has one name. A name that is given in heaven, above the earth and under the earth. The name like no other name. The name Yahushua. Yahweh, the Father's name, Yod Aleph Hey Vav Aleph Hey. And then Shua, S-H-U-A, which means Redeemer and Savior. He has redeemed us by His blood. We have been set free by His blood. We were called with a purpose. The scripture says, we that were no nation. But now we are the elect of Yahweh. Why? Through redemption. And the redemption blood of Yahushua. Isn't that wonderful? We were called to make a difference in a lost world. We were not just called to sit in nice chairs and look important. No. This is hard work. Dedication. Not understanding what's a public holiday, what's a holiday. No. Even if we go on holiday, when we are going on holiday, the computers goes with us. Whenever there's time, we will sit with the computers, doing research work, doing preparation for making videos, preaching the gospel unto a lost world. He says, among whom are ye the bride of Yahushua, also today in 2026. Also the called of Yahushua. We were not called by our own will. We were called by grace. And this, what is astonishing is the fact that we were not looking for it. This revelation names and gospel that we preach today, which we are the stewardship of, myself and Pastor Rico, with a few other people. We were not looking for it. Instead, when it came to me, I would not accept it. Because I know the Bible by heart, and the scripture says, even if it's an angel from heaven that will come with another gospel as I have teach you, that's Apostle Paul. He said, let them be cursed. Even if it's an angel from heaven, cursed him. This is what I did. I cursed it. I resisted with everything that was in me. Because I could not accept that I would have been wrong for about 60 years, Joel, just under 60 years of my life. I don't want to say wasting time, because it wasn't time wasting. It was a way and a method in which Father Yahweh prepared us for the kingdom and the work that he had in store for us. Today I understand, but 14, 15 years ago, I didn't understand it. And I wouldn't accept it. It was blaspheming. Another name? Why? Because it was printed in our conscious and subconscious minds that there is no other name except Jesus. Not understanding that the letter J has never existed in the ancient Hebrew or in the Greek or ancient Greek. That the letter J only came into existence in the 16th century. And that is the problem. That is the problem. And then people will ask me now, Prof, would you say that the people that does not receive or have not received the revelation names, are they lost in this world? Are they bound for hell? No. 1,000 times, no. We did not translate or review any Bibles. We didn't fiddle with the manuscripts. We didn't know that the original ancient Hebrew sacred names were removed from the manuscripts. Instead, the total manuscripts was removed by the Roman Catholic Church from 34 A.Y. Yahushua up till 1530 A.Y. would have killed and murdered more than 150 million Yahushua followers of Yahushua and Hebrew people who clinched unto the name of Yahweh our Elohim and Yahushua our Redeemer. We didn't know it. It was called the period of the Dark Ages. It's been taken from the history books. It's been wiped from the history books. But you can't take it out of the conscience of the bride of Yahushua. Because Revelation 17 verse 1 to 6 say that she's cloth, the Babylonian whore mother, sitting on the waters. Waters as nation, tongues and creeds, according to Revelation 17 verse 15. She's sitting on the waters, the Babylonian whore mother, the Roman Catholic Church. She's ruling over nation, tongues and creeds. And then she's cloth in purple and scarlet. Who wears purple and scarlet? The Roman Catholic Church. Does the Islamites? No. The Muslims, no. They are green, black and white. But she's dressed in scarlet and purple. She's worn wearing gold and silver and expensive jewelry. And in her right hand she has a golden jar or mug full of the blood. Listen what the word says. Blood of the martyrs and the followers of Yahushua. Whose blood is in that gold jar or mug? The blood of the Yahushua and the Hebrew people who were eliminated in a period of 1,500 years. 150 million of them were just eliminated by a church. A Christian church, she calls herself the mother of all Christian churches. The word Christian never exists. It's something that Constantine created. So that's why I say, I'm not a Christian. Whenever you hear on a news bulletin they talk about a Christian or a Christian church, it's referring to the Catholics. And that's why they brought the name in the 16th century of Protestants and Charismats. Just to differentiate between the Catholics and the Protestants. But although the Protestant movement was created by the Catholic Church. Now I'm so glad that the word says, among whom are ye the bride of Yahushua, also today in 2026, are the called of Yahushua. Do you realize that we are called to preach this revelation gospel unto a lost world with the authority which we have obtained through the redemption blood of Yahushua? Enjoy this day. Walk in faith. Be a light unto a lost world. In the name of Yahushua. Maranatha, Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.